Good morning, church. Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we come this morning with heads bowed and humble hearts. We come approaching your mighty throne of grace and asking you to continue to love us and help us. We come especially this morning, Father, because someone else in this sin-sick world has taken it upon themselves to kill a lot of people. People who hadn't did anything to him and didn't know him, and yet he killed them. We know we're living in a sin-sick world because this is happening too regular. So we, your children, believe that if we pray to you, Almighty God, that you will set these things right and give us a decent place to live and walk in this world. We're also praying, dear Father, that you will continue to keep your strong arm of protection around us and help us not to fall victim to that kind of madness. We're also praying, dear Father, as we travel through this land and country, that we, your children, will continue to preach the word so young souls coming up can be exposed to the word of God and learn what to do and what they shouldn't do. We're also praying, dear Father, that we, your children, will continue to stand on the battlefield, will continue to fight, and we'll continue to do the things that's right and well-pleasing in your sight. We're praying to you, dear Father, because we know that Satan is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. But help us, dear Father, to resist him on every corner and stand firm on the word of God. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who stand and declare your word, those who preach to us so bold and so forcefully, those who are given full proof of their ministry. Help us to continue to support them and let them know we haven't turned on them. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who used to walk with us and who've fallen in love with this present world and have turned their backs on us. Help us to continue to pray, teach, preach, and worship so boldly that they will hear it and come asking, "What must I do to be saved?" We're also praying, dear Father, for those who chose to be here and decided not to come, those who could have been here and didn't come. We're asking that you will strike up in their hearts the word of God, and it will create a spirit of repentance down deep in their souls, and they will shake off that kind of evilness and come back to the fold before it's everlasting too late. We also ask you, dear Father, that we will examine ourselves and help us to lay aside every weight that so easily beset us and become mighty Christians for the cause of Christ. We're also praying, dear Father, that you will continue to love us and help us to love one another as we should not. And if we do all of these things that you have commanded of us, we ask that you will grant us a home in that up and better kingdom where they have been prepared for us from the foundation of the world. And this will be enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen. Amen.
Jesus said, "As often as you do this,